of the Lord tonight. The Bible talks a great deal about getting ready or being ready, positioning ourselves as those that are ready. And I was thinking about this, you know, when you get ready, you rise, you wash, you get in front of the mirror, you pick out the appropriate attire, you dress, and there you stand ready, you stand prepared. Again, the Bible talks a great deal about readying ourselves or preparing ourselves for certain things. Now, we know that it takes some longer than others to ready themselves. It's the way it is. But the Bible is calling us to be a people that are ready. What are some of the things the Bible instructs us to ready ourselves for, to prepare ourselves for? Well, a short list would be the timing of the Lord. To be prepared and be ready in that place, those that are ready for the timing of the Lord, we know that the Lord has perfect timing. That's what the Word declares. What are some of the things the Lord is instructing us to get ready for? Well, how about the opportunity of the Lord? When the door opens, the visitation of the Lord, the coming of the Lord, we know overall the coming of the Lord, we are supposed to prepare ourselves and ready ourselves for that great day. But there is a visitation of the Lord, and there are visitations of the Lord in our lives that require that we are ready, that we are preparing ourselves. God desires a prepared, readied people. Now, 2 Timothy 4:2, be ready in season and out of season. It doesn't say get ready when the season comes. It says be ready in season and out of season. Well, why this instruction? Why is the Lord instructing us concerning getting ready, being ready in season and out of season? It's because we don't know when the season will show up. It can arrive suddenly. We serve a God of suddenlies, and if we aren't ready, we aren't ready. We look in the Word of God when the Lord would call an individual or call individuals, call a people to ready themselves. Be ready for the timing of the Lord. Be ready for the visitation of the Lord, the opportunity of the Lord. J.B. Phillips' New Testament reads, never lose your sense of urgency in season or out of season. The Amplified, keep your sense of urgency. Stand by, be at hand, and ready. You see, the truth is, when it's out of season, the tendency is to take it easy. When it's out of season, the tendency is to relax or lose our sense of urgency. Let me know, Lord, when the time is close. And then we scurry and we hurry to prepare ourselves in this short, short period of time, perhaps. But that's not the way the Lord works. The Lord is coming to us and He's saying, ready yourselves, prepare yourselves. The visitation of the Lord, the opportunity of the Lord, the timing of the Lord, the coming of the Lord. Stand as those that are ready. The season is approaching and you know you should be ready, but, wow, there's time. And so we relax our sense of urgency, and my, how time slips by. And all of a sudden, we find ourselves unprepared, not ready. We're caught off guard by the changing season. The readying of ourselves is an ongoing process. It's an ongoing process in this life. It's an ongoing process in our Christian walk, in our Christian faith. It's not that we just ready ourselves for one thing and that's the end, but continually God is calling us to ready ourselves, to prepare ourselves, because He is a God of suddenlies, and He comes to those that are ready. He wants to use those that are preparing themselves for the timing of the Lord, for the opportunity of the Lord, for the visitation of the Lord. There are specific things we ready ourselves for, a specific appointment, a specific duty, a specific moment in time. We understand that there are general purposes we ready ourselves for. There are things we haven't even imagined yet that we need to prepare ourselves for. Things that God would have His Spirit lead us into that we perhaps haven't even seen yet. Maybe we haven't even been praying for those specific things, but as we prepare ourselves and ready ourselves according to the Word of God, He sees those that are ready and prepared, and therefore He can pick us out and He can lead us. And there He equips us beyond our own ability. It's not by might, it's not by our power, but it's by the Spirit of God. And He puts the super on our natural, and He leads us into these things, and we're amazed. We didn't even see it coming, but all of a sudden we're there, and we're prepared by our preparation and by the Spirit of the Lord. You know, we need to keep getting ready, glory to glory, strength to strength. Keep preparing ourselves. We need to keep reading the Word. We need to keep praying. We need to keep coming to church. We need to keep gathering. We need to keep holy. We can't relax when we're out of season. But the tendency is, when we're out of season, to relax, to lose our sense of urgency. As time bleeds on, the tendency is to lose our sense of urgency. It's a tragic thing to see someone that was so urgent relax, to lose it, so passionate to lose it when it's out of season, so zealous at the beginning to lose it when it's out of season. God loves to visit a ready people. So first things first, how do we get ready? How do you get ready? Well, you get up. There are positions that we need to lift ourselves up from in order to get ready. And I trust you can hear the Spirit speaking in that simple line, that there are positions we might be in right now that we need to get up out of, that we need to rise from in order to prepare ourselves and ready ourselves. How do you get ready? You wash. I'm in youth ministry. Anyone else in youth ministry? They need to wash when they come. That's part of the process, and that's how they learn. It's usually the boys, it's not the ladies. But you prepare yourselves, you rise, you get up, you wash. There are things we need to cleanse ourselves of, the grime. There are things we need to get off of us, and that's the word of the Lord. That's how we prepare ourselves and how we ready ourselves. There might be things on us that need not be there. God's saying, ready yourself. Prepare yourself. How do you get ready? You get in front of the mirror. Now, there are things we can't see without the mirror, and we know that this speaks of the Word of God. James chapter 1, verses 23 and 24, it says, if anyone is a hearer of the Word and not a doer, he is like a man observing his natural face in a mirror, for he observes himself, goes away, and immediately forgets what kind of man he was. The Bible's like a mirror. The Bible is showing us the things that we need getting rid of. The imperfections. The grime. There are things we can't see without the mirror, and we know that this also speaks of the glory of God. 2 Corinthians 3, verses 17 and 18, it says, Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty, emancipation from bondage, true freedom. And we all, with unveiled face, continually seeing as in a mirror the glory of God, are progressively being transformed into His image from one degree of glory to even more glory, which comes from the Lord who is the Spirit. And so we get into that place where the glory of God is. We get into the Word because it's by those things, in those things, through those things that we see what we need to cleanse, what needs to come off of us. This is how we prepare ourselves. The timing of the Lord, the visitation of God, the positioning of the Lord. This is how we prepare ourselves. I think God wants a clean vessel. That's what the Word says. So we do all we can by the grace of God, by His Word and by His Spirit. How do you get ready? You get dressed. I'm so thankful everybody got dressed tonight. You rise, you wash, you step in front of the mirror. You pick out the appropriate outfit. You get dressed. We put on the right garments for the right occasion. And we must make sure our garments are clean. The Bible instructs so. People that don't often do laundry are people that are often caught off guard and are unprepared. They've got nothing to wear, nothing clean. Blessed are those that wash their robes, the Word says. And so we're taking a look at the garments we have on our life and we're making sure that they're not defiled. How do you ready yourself? We take a look at what the Lord has called us to put on and we judge ourselves according to the Word. That's what the Bible says, judge yourself. And so we look. Is there spotting? Is there wrinkle? Is there defilement? We get dressed with clean clothes. We step out ready. You know, why are people caught unready? Why are people caught unready for the timing of the Lord, the opportunity of the Lord, that open door, that divine moment, what God would like to lead them into? Why are people caught unready? Honestly, sluggishness, slumber, lovers of sleep. Proverbs 20, verse 13 says, do not love sleep. Indifference, just don't see the importance of being ready. Why are people caught off guard? Why are people caught unready? Got lots of time. Got lots of time. Lots of time to get right with the Lord. I don't know how many days we have. Lots of time to prepare myself for what the Lord's going to lead me into. Are we sure? Why are people caught unready? They're focused on other things. They read the wrong clock. Their clock isn't set to the constant. You see, the Lord wants us ready because He has things He wants us to do. Now, if you knew that the Lord wanted to use you, why would you not prepare yourself? Why would you not ready yourself? Why would you not focus on getting ready to be used of God? We want to be used of God. We want the opportunity of the Lord, the visitation of the Lord, the open door, the timing of the Lord, the positioning of the Lord. But God's saying you need to get ready. You know, we look in the natural. We can look at occupation in the natural. People go to school, and what do? They get ready. Now, I'm thankful that every doctor got ready. I'm thankful that the mechanic got ready to work on my car. I'm thankful. Aren't you? Aren't you thankful that they got ready, that it just wasn't like, whatever, and then stroll into position and think that they own it and it's going to be all good? God calls us to get ready. It's no different in the spiritual, because the spiritual and the natural, God's working with both of them together to accomplish his purpose on this side of eternity. And he's calling us to get ready. The Lord wants us ready because he is fashioning divine moments. He's preparing divine moments already prepared. He is preparing open doors. He is coming with a visitation. He is ushering in the future. He's bringing in the harvest. That's why God is calling us to get ready. That's why God calls all of us to get ready and prepared, because he's bringing in the harvest. He is a God of the unexpected. How many love that? I love that he's a God of the unexpected. Maybe you're here and you don't like surprises. You like him to be a God of the expected. Well, you know what? Even the expected with God is unexpected. It's miraculous. But he's a God of the unexpected. He is a God of suddenlies. I trust we can drink that in tonight, and then it's going to do something inside of us. It's going to shoot adrenaline into our souls. It's going to do something in this group. It's going to do something in a young adult generation. It's going to do something in Christ City, just because of who's here tonight, whoever listens to this tonight. They understand that God is a God of suddenlies, and he's calling us to ready ourselves for what he wants to do. That we can handle it. Now again, he'll put the super on our natural, but God is calling us to prepare ourselves to have the skill, to have the character, the integrity, the loyalty, the DNA, the function, the right headspace, the right tongue, the right ears, the right heart. God is calling us to prepare ourselves for what he so desperately desires to do. Song of Solomon, chapter 5, you can turn there if you'd like. We're going to read verses 2 to 6, first out of the New King James Version. I sleep, but my heart is awake. It is the voice of my beloved. He knocks, saying, open for me, my sister, my love, my dove, my perfect one. For my head is covered with dew, my locks with the drops of the night. I have taken off my robe. How can I put it on again? This is the response. I have washed my feet. How can I defile them? My beloved put his hand by the latch of the door. My heart yearned for him. I arose to open for my beloved, and my hands dripped with myrrh, my fingers with liquid myrrh, on the handles of the lock. I opened for my beloved, but my beloved had turned away and was gone. The message reads, I was sound asleep, but in my dreams I was wide awake. Oh, listen. It's the sound of my lover knocking, calling. The man, let me in, dear companion, dearest friend, my dove, consummate lover. I'm soaked with the dampness of the night, drenched with dew, shivering and cold. the woman. But I'm in my nightgown. Do you expect me to get dressed? I'm bathing in bed. Do you want me to get dirty? But my lover wouldn't take no for an answer, and the longer he knocked, the more excited I became. I got up to open the door to my lover, sweetly ready to receive him, desiring and expectant as I turned the handle. But when I opened the door, he was gone. My loved one had tired of waiting and left, and I died inside. Oh, I felt so bad. I ran out looking for him, but he was nowhere to be found. You know, I wonder if there are things we miss because we aren't ready. I wonder if there are visitations we miss because we aren't ready. I wonder if there are doors we miss because we aren't ready. We've had a season to ready ourselves, but we've relaxed because it's out of season. We've lost our sense of urgency. I pray that every one of us would never lose our sense of urgency. Are we soaked with the dampness of the night? Have we taken off our garments to lie down for rest? Do we feel the Lord expects too much of us? Now, Lord, at this hour, you expect me to get dressed? Are we struggling with getting dirty, so instead of rising, we lay ready for nothing but slumber? And I believe the word of the Lord to us tonight is this. Oh, listen. It's the sound of our beloved knocking. It's the sound of his voice calling, "Let me in." Even when there are times of rest, those out of season times, we need to be ready and prepared. We're quick to open the door to our beloved, to not miss the visitation, to not miss the opportunity, to not miss what God would lead us into. I want to encourage all of us tonight to prepare ourselves, to be those that are ready, to not lose our sense of urgency. Sometimes, you know, we hear things that are coming, and then we lose sight of them because they're still coming, and we lose our sense of urgency, and we relax, and we actually fall from a ready position. And therefore, we're not ready. We relax and let go. You know, is this how it works? God saying to us, hey, no issue. You take your time. You know how long you need. Just let me know when you're ready. It's not the way it works. We might believe it's the way it works. That's not what the Word of God teaches us. We need to be those that are prepared. Am I a ready person? Ask yourself that tonight. Am I a ready person? Am I a ready son? Am I a ready daughter? Am I a ready servant? Am I a ready laborer? Am I a ready minister? Am I a ready vessel? Am I prepared? Have I risen? Have I washed? Have I stepped in front of the mirror? Have I picked out the appropriate attire? Am I dressed? Am I standing ready? The sense of urgency? Ask yourself tonight, am I ready? You see, we often want to tell the Lord that we are ready. But God knows. And I'm so thankful that he doesn't set us up for failure. See, we see it as, well, he's not choosing us or he's not leading us into the opportunity. But he sees differently. And there's a little more time needed. Or perhaps his timing just isn't yet. And so we trust him. We trust him and we judge him faithful. 1 Thessalonians 5:6, therefore let us not sleep as others do, but let us watch and be sober. Romans 13:11, and do this, knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep, for now our salvation is nearer than when we first believed. The message reads, the night is about over, dawn is about to break. Be up and awake to what God is doing. God is putting the finishing touches on the salvation work he began when we first believed. We can't afford to waste a minute. Must not squander these precious daylight hours in frivolity and indulgence and sleeping around and dissipation and bickering and grabbing everything in sight. Get out of bed and get dressed. Don't loiter and linger, waiting until the very last minute. Dress yourself in Christ and be up and about. This does not just apply to the second coming of the Lord. This applies to every visitation, every opportunity, everything the Lord is leading us into. I believe the Lord is saying to us, get out of bed and get dressed. Rise from those positions that are leaving us unprepared and unready. Rise and prepare yourself. Don't loiter and linger waiting until the very last minute. Dress yourself. Dress yourself in Christ and be up and about. Get up, wash, get in front of the mirror, get dressed, commit to living a ready existence. Commit to living a ready existence. So ready that God could use us at any moment. Let's have the worship team return tonight. You know, I believe there are specific things that the Lord is calling individuals to ready. And we must be about this. You see, the Lord is counting on us. That's incredible, isn't it? Like, you feel the weight of that, but that's incredible. That the Lord is counting on us. The Lord is counting on us. To not let the calling die, to not let those moments die, those divine opportunities. The visitation is counting on us. The opportunity is counting on us. The door is counting on us. The appointment is counting on us. Do you know that the harvest is counting on us to be ready? They don't even know they're counting on us, but they are. All those that are coming in. That the church is prepared, the church is equipped, the church is ready to receive. To bring in the catch. The move of God is counting on us. The coming of the Lord is counting on us. You know this time in history? The kingdom is counting on us. The kingdom is counting on this group of young adults. I pray you feel the weight of that. God is counting on this group. I hope we feel the weight of that. You know, when you feel the weight of something, it's incredible how urgency comes. Isn't that true? You feel the weight of a final exam, which maybe some of you do right now. You know what it's like when you leave it to the last minute? I've been there. Then the next morning, you just pray in God. Help me out. Bring things into my mind that I didn't even know, and you're just calling on, you know, his supernatural power. He's saying you should have readied yourself. Now, sometimes he helps us, doesn't he? And it's miraculous, and you walk out like, I have no clue how I passed that. But he's calling us to be diligent, that we're ready. Just be those that are ready. I trust you can receive the simple word tonight. This is our last Young Adults before Christmas. We're not going to sing carols right now or anything like that. But I do want to say, you know, it's a season that's close, I believe, to the heart of God. I'm not saying that's exactly when Jesus was born or anything like that. But God can use this time of the year to soften hearts. These next days, really just a few weeks, some of you right now, you sense of urgency to gift buy and all that. But it's close. Would we just ready ourselves for what the Lord would want to do this season? I know there are individuals here, you're going to cross paths with those that don't know Jesus. That could be family members, friends, coworkers. It's a time when people are open, it seems. And even those that are closed off, they can't help but think about what this season's really all about. It's a great opportunity to share. Let's take time to prepare and ready ourselves. Amen? Let's just stand tonight, sing this out. We'll close in prayer. Have a time of fellowship. Thank you, Lord.